It's do or die week again for state lawmakers. They are late in the second special session of the legislature and still no budget. If there's no budget by July 1st, there's going to be a partial state government shutdown. Temporary layoff notices went out already to some non-essential employees. More are on the way. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us with more. Welcome, Austin.
Hi, Ross.
How does this delay affect your average state resident?
Well, it probably doesn't. You know, this is toughest, I think, for school districts that are trying to plan their budgets for the upcoming school year. Other than that, it's still business as usual, at least until July 1st. But there is the anxiety that this provokes, both among state employees, vendors and contractors for state agencies, who are just wondering now, as this window closes, what's going to happen on July 1st.
Well, assuming the worst, that there is no budget by July 1st, what happens?
Well, as you note, there will be a partial government shutdown. Now, there are a lot of elements of what the state does that are exempt in this scenario because of legal or constitutional or contractual obligations. And so, in fact, the number of layoff notices that you mentioned is about 26,000 out of about 60,000 general government employees. So the majority, in fact, won't be getting these notices. But, you know, in many respects, the kinds of services that affect people most on the street, many human services, for instance, would sort of screech to a halt. State parks, just as families are heading out for their summer vacations, state parks would close. But things like the state prisons and the state mental hospitals, they would still remain operational, if not in sort of a sleeper mode.
Austin, a couple weeks ago, you predicted a budget sooner rather than later, and we have seen the Democrats take off the agenda a capital gains tax, which was a sticking point for the Republicans. What are the last sticking points here? What's the holdup?
Well, really, it still is about how to fund the budget and how big the budget is. And if last week was the cone of silence week where we really weren't getting anything out of these guys, the cone came off on Friday. And now what we're seeing is more public dialogue about what's going on. And just in the last few minutes, House Democrats have announced they're actually taking a page from the governor's playbook. He rolls out his budget in December. They're now doing what the governor did in December, which is a proposed base budget that does not involve any new taxes that they say would get the state through the next 2 years, but would not fully fund the things that they believe they want and that they believe Republicans want. And they're saying, we could do this. It wouldn't be ideal. And now what's going to trail on that later today, we expect, is a second proposal that includes some closing of tax exemptions to get the extra, say, $300 and $350 million that House Democrats believe they need to get a budget that they could be happy with at the end of the day. And that's sort of where the negotiations stand today.
It seems as though there's some common ground on cutting off some of these tax exemptions to get the final amount they need.
It seems like something changed in the dynamic and the rhetoric on Friday. You know, the Democrats said, okay, we take the capital gains tax off the table in exchange for Republicans agreeing to close some tax exemptions, which ones we don't know yet. And Andy Hill, the Senate budget writer, in a news conference on Friday, seemed open to that idea, seemed willing to consider that. Now, have they been able to agree yet on which ones? No. Can they agree? Remains to be seen. But there seems to be openness, and it seems like that might be the window through which they're going to find their ultimate deal.
Now, there's the budget, and there's this transportation package, which lawmakers put on hold. They said we have to get to the final budget plan first of all. What do you expect to happen on that front?
That's the $12 billion question, if that's the size of the gas tax package, and I think it is.
Yeah.
The constituents who are really hoping for a gas tax package to move out of this legislature have the most to be worried about probably right now, because the reality is fatigue is setting in. July is almost here. They're at the tail end of their second special session. And the getting agreement and the votes on a operating budget, the two-thirds votes that will be needed to suspend that voter initiative on class sizes, is going to take a lot of bandwidth and energy and turning of, you know, twisting of arms. It is not unlikely that the gas tax package would fall off the table. Now, whether it could come back in a third special session in July or a third special session later this fall, that's possible. But the longer it takes for them to get a deal, I think the more remote the chances of them also getting the gas tax package through. And that's just tea leaves today. That could change at any moment.
Finally, what's your sense of how important the governor feels this transportation package is? Is he apt to call a third session just to do that piece of it?
I don't think he's going to do it unless he thinks that the momentum and the votes are there to do it. Is he going to hold them in his own version of contempt or hell as the temperatures go into the triple, you know, near triple digits as we move into July? You know, I don't get that sense, and I don't know that he would think that would be that effective, but he clearly really wants it.
Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.